died.
Yeah, he did.
His son is running the business now.
Well, Johnny and I was kids together. And on Sunday, I used to go there, and that's back in the horse and buggy days. I used to drive the pallbearer, two horses, pallbearers. And Johnny used to sit on the side and drive his father with the hearse. He drove the hearse, horse and buggy. That's when that was right up there. What are you talking about? On Parrish, or what they called up there.
Was that where Scarborough's was?
Huh?
Scarborough's was on Parrish?
Yeah, that's where Scarborough was at, right there on the corner up there. And I used to work, didn't work, just help out on weekends.
Well, you know, Scarborough's now has a big, they have a big, big funeral parlor now.
They do, huh?
Over on, on Mangum Street. It's used to be McMahon Street.
Yeah, I remember McMahon Street.
They've got a huge, it's the biggest one in town, still. So that much hasn't changed.
The old man gave me, I know what year it was. I went, yes I do, 1936, I went down to Durham. I'd been gone for years, so I went down. The reason I know it was 36, I had at the 1936, I was first one ever had one in Harlem. I forget the name of the car to come into my mind in a minute. And I went down to Durham. And Mr. Scarborough, they gave a big luncheon for me. And the old man, they gave me a plaque at that time. And then he was living then, the Merritt boy.
Right.
He was living then. One Ed Merritt. Well, Ed just didn't drink. They had a brother by the name of John Feeney. He was the black sheep of the family. He was a drunkard and all that stuff. So they kicked him out. Didn't kick him out, but didn't lie him in with the. So that time, Ed Merrick, he didn't drink. When I get back down there in 36, Ed took up where his brother took on. He was somewhere drinking like hell. So nothing to do but take me to Raleigh with a bunch of them. Took about three carloads. They called up Raleigh, North Carolina. Had a big dinner down there when he got there, big supper rather, down to Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh, they made a big spring. For about two or three days I was there. They had this big thing going on for two or three days. That's the last time I seen the old man. No man looked good then, but he was an old man then.
Yeah.
They looked good.
And when that business has come quite a long way since then.
Ooh, my God, yeah. Before I was born.
Yeah.
There was a fellow by the name of Haji. He has established up in Greensboro.
Right.
See, because he used to work for Scarborough.
Well, now they still call it, they call it the Scarborough and Hargett Funeral Home now.
Well, maybe Hodges had something to do with it.
Maybe he came back and.
Maybe so. Because last time I saw him in 1960, when I made these albums, I made a personal appearance in Greensboro, North Carolina. He shows up with a wife and a daughter. Well, he was old man then, but he had a funeral home in Greensboro at that time. And he come and brought his wife out to the nightclub, and him and I, we laughed because he was a young man. I was a kid, and he was a young man. And I don't know, I always thought that he worked for them, but he must have been a I let the old man cut him in as a partnership and back in them days, maybe.
I'm not real sure.
Yeah.
What that relationship is.
Well, you say his name is on the plaque now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll find that out.
You asked me because he's tired.
When you began doing your work with the Gilly Carnival and then with the larger carnival, how much of your act was doing pure comedy and how much of it was doing singing and dancing? How did you divide the three?
Well, see, in the days I come along, like I told you, we had to do everything in show business.
Uh-huh.
Sing, dance, comedy, everything. We was there to put on a show. And everybody participated in that show. Well, no such thing as I'm just a dancer, and I'm a singer, or I am a this, I am a that. You could be a dramatic actor. If I wanted you in the comedy bit that I wrote a piece in there, I thought you in, you go in there and do it. So you're part of the show. So when I was a young boy, I was a dancer, song we done. Mm-hmm. I used to jump up and throw flips almost high as that, almost that high. Nobody never did the flip. I used to up in the fast, fast, simple dance, down, flip, 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 and I throw the flip straight this way, come down this way into a split, mm-hmm. and come into a spin on my, and throw out of it, and make an X. So I used to stop shows.
Crawl off.
Nobody couldn't follow me. I used to stop shows with that bitch. Bitch. But,
So you did a bit of all three then, and your dancing was comedy dancing as well as...
Everything. All of it in one. Mm-hmm. Sing, dance, talk. That was the old thing we saw in show business. Sing, talk, Pat Whistle. That one did all of it. All of it.
You start off buck dancing or tap dancing?
I was buck dancer, tap dancer. I was flash dancer.
Flash dancer?
Flash. A real flashy dancer.
Uh-huh.
I was a flash dancer. You name it. A buck and wing.
Mm-hmm.
I was a buck and wing dancer. Wings. I was all parts of show business.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
all
like
parts
it.
Of
what it. What has been written about you?
Hmm?
Say, what material has been written about you?
About me?
Yeah, which books, for example, or articles would you say have mentioned you most? Other than the book on the Apollo?
Well, and you're different people, like Billie Holiday, she wrote a book. I'm in that. I'm the first man ever managed her when she first came
really?
To New York, yeah. I booked in the Apollo Theater. I took out a little small club on 7th Avenue called the Hot Shot.
Mm-hmm.
Working in a little back room about this big. And took out and booked in the Apollo. She got in the book. And in them days, reefers wasn't against the law, but people was wide open smoking it, marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody paid no attention. And she was a marijuana fiend. And I was sitting up in the dressing room in time for her to go downstairs to go on stage. I said, come on, I better go down. Something told me to go down there with her because that's the first time she ever been on a big stage like the Apollo. So I went and stood with her in the wing, and just as I thought, when the band hit up an induction for her music, she froze. And I shoved her. Well, that time we had a mic come up out of the floor in Topolo. And don't be fast, she grabbed that mic, God, shoved it. I didn't know I shoved it that hard. I shoved her. Go ahead, girl, that's your music. And she grabbed that mic and caught that, and that's how she stopped. And she stood there and wee-weed all over herself. Just weed, because she had on a long dress.
Right.
You couldn't see it. Big puddle. She weed. She got to my book. So said, pick me, shelf me out there. And I stood and wee-weed all over.
What other books?
Well, that's about the only book that I know of any note to. The Better Holidays. And, of course, there's been numerous material written about me over the years. In fact, people are still coming to me. They got to a place one time, you know, 2 years ago. They was coming to me so fast. And I guess everybody thought I was going to die, and they wanted to get as much out of me. And everybody asked to try to get me to write a book. I put a lot of stuff on tape for my kids. I said, if I happen, something happened to me, maybe they'll be interested. I got a lot of stuff on tape around there somewhere. Because the things that I got in my head, nobody knows. And people just look at me and say, well, but it was coming so damn fast, I feel a stop to it. I started telling them, I said, listen, I don't mind interviewing and talking. But I said, but anything about show business, I want $135 an hour. Sit and talk.
That's like,
because they want to write books and things.
Right.
They're going to use the material for writing books.
Right.
So this way I can use. Keep away from me. I had two or three people pay me. They wrote books. I wrote some parts of them. There was a fellow here about, was a wife, he died by the name of Stein. Maybe you heard of him or read some of his stuff.
Stern. Right.
He lived in Marshall Stern. You're right. Mm-hmm. You ever read any of his stuff?
I've read his. He mentions you a lot in his book, Jazz Dance.
That's right. Well, before he died, he had me to come down to the village's home. And I used to go down there every day and sit and talk with him. He wrote a lot of books.
Right.
Well, I gave him a lot of material free. I didn't charge him anything for it.
Have you, over the years, collected, kept some of the photographs and the billboards and the things that were...
Some of the stuff out of those things?
Right.
Well, one while I was getting a scrapbook. I don't know where that's somewhere in the house. So much stuff plastered around here. My wife wanted to put her hand on all that crap. She packed everything away. I started a scrapbook. I got the Andrew sisters and when I was with the chef. In fact, in the closet I was looking at it, I got the original pair of cowboy chops and my closet down there, back there. Had it back up there on the shelf, been there all these years. And I started making a scrapbook. I stopped. I don't know what the hell made me stop. I was riding somewhere. Frank Sinatra, Bob Hope, this white woman, I forget her name. She was on the show. She was a school teacher once on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.